Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Have you ever felt like something just didn't add up about how a loved one died? You know, like the official story was there, but something inside you just kept questioning it, kept gnawing at you, even after all these years. That's the kind of powerful emotional journey that we're going to be exploring today in James Whitfield Thompson's A Better Ending.
It's a memoir, and I think that's an important thing to keep in mind right from the start. Memoirs ask us to think about how memory works, how perspective shapes our understanding of things. And in A Better Ending, Thompson goes back to 1974 when his sister Eileen died. It was ruled a suicide at the time, but decades later, he's got all these old police reports, letters, and his own memories, although they're a bit fuzzy, of course. And he starts trying to piece together what really happened.
You know, one of the things that really struck me about this book was Thompson's absolute determination to get to the bottom of things. After all these years, he's still driven to find answers. And it just shows how deeply we need to understand loss, especially when there are these unanswered questions hanging over it all. Plus, I thought it was incredibly brave of him to be so open about how unreliable memory can be, both his own and other people's.
Absolutely. And the way the book weaves together personal memories with actual documents is fascinating. Thompson doesn't try to hide the emotional turmoil of going back to such a painful time in his life either. He shares his doubts, the frustrations he encounters, and how his understanding of the events and the people involved keeps changing as he digs deeper. It's a very real, very honest look at grief as something that can resurface and change over time.
On a bit of a different note, I have to say I was totally hooked by the whole investigative side of the book. It almost felt like a detective story, with new clues popping up from these old documents. However, one thing I did find a little tough, though maybe that was Thompson's intention, was how much ambiguity remains even after all that searching. There aren't always clear-cut answers, which I guess reflects the messiness of real life and dealing with loss.
That's a really important point. The book doesn't wrap everything up in a neat little bow, and that's actually where a lot of its strength comes from. It makes us confront the uncertainty, the discomfort of not knowing everything. And this brings up a big question. What does closure actually mean when we're talking about such a profound personal tragedy? Is it about finding the absolute truth, or is it more about reaching a point of acceptance, even though those questions are still there?
Exactly. Reading Thompson's story really got me thinking about the stories we tell ourselves, the stories other people tell about us, and how those narratives can fall apart when you start examining them closely. There's a part where he goes back to that first conversation he had with Eileen's husband, Vic, right after her death, and you can see how his initial understanding starts to crumble as he uncovers more information.
And it's interesting how accepting the suicide, as painful as it was, gave him a way to make sense of things at first. But then, when he starts to re-examine the evidence, that framework breaks down. It opens up the possibility of other explanations, which forces him, and us as readers, to confront some potentially uncomfortable truths about the past and the people we thought we knew.
And it's not just about the big, shocking revelations either. It's the little things that Thompson throws in, a random memory, a line from an old letter, a comment that seems unimportant at first. All these details come together to create a much richer, more complex picture of Eileen's life and relationships. Like he mentions this trip to California and how the smell of smoke from a fire lingered in the air, and it almost feels like foreshadowing.
Those little details can be so powerful in a memoir. They add texture, depth, and make the characters and events feel more real, more relatable. And what's really interesting is how these seemingly insignificant observations can suddenly take on a whole new, unsettling meaning when you view them in light of what happens later. It shows how our understanding of the past is always changing as we learn new things.
Totally agree. And as Thompson keeps digging, reaching out to people from Eileen's life in California, that initial story about suicide starts to unravel even more. When the private investigator Daryl comes into the picture, he immediately points out how the original police investigation was flawed from the get-go, and that really changes the whole dynamic. Daryl's comment about seeing what's not there is so insightful.
That's a crucial turning point in the book. Suddenly you've got this objective professional perspective coming in and challenging a story that's been largely shaped by personal grief and assumptions. Daryl's expertise shows how even official investigations can be biased, overlooking things, especially when they're happening right after a traumatic event.
And then there's Shari, the paralegal who gets involved later. Her discoveries add even more fuel to Thompson's fire. She finds inconsistencies in the police reports, and then there's that remarriage license a year after Eileen's death, and it lists death as the reason for the previous marriage ending. Those are some really jarring moments that make you question everything.
Definitely. Those discoveries raise some serious questions about the official version of Owens and what people did or didn't do. The remarriage license, especially, it's like a hard piece of evidence that doesn't fit with the normal grieving process. It makes you take a much closer look at the relationship between Eileen and Vic.
And as that relationship gets more scrutiny, things start to look really bad. Thompson talks about times when Vic was volatile, which completely contradicts the initial picture we get of him. These revelations add a whole other layer of complexity and potential danger to the circumstances surrounding Eileen's death.
The book goes beyond just a simple investigation at this point. It becomes a reflection on how relationships work, the possibility of hidden struggles that people on the outside might never see. Thompson's willingness to explore these darker aspects of his sister's life, even though it must be painful, shows his commitment to uncovering the full truth.
In the end, after all those years of searching, Thompson finally confronts Vic. It's a meeting loaded with all those unspoken doubts and unresolved grief from over the years. The book doesn't give us some big dramatic confession or anything, but the encounter itself feels like a huge turning point in Thompson's journey.
Absolutely. It's a significant step for him, no matter what comes out of the conversation.
Mm.
It's about facing the past head on, trying to find some kind of understanding, even if he doesn't get all the answers he's looking for. The fact that he's willing to have that difficult conversation after all this time really shows how dedicated he is to honoring his sister's memory.
So, all in all, after spending time with a better ending, I'd give it a solid 4 out of 5 stars. The raw emotion, the honesty, and that gripping investigative aspect kept me glued to the pages. The only thing that holds it back a little, and honestly, I think it actually adds to the book's authenticity, is that lingering sense of ambiguity.
I completely agree. It's a powerful and thought-provoking memoir that does a fantastic job of exploring the complicated nature of memory, grief, and the search for truth. Thompson's dedication to putting those pieces of the past together is truly captivating and leaves a lasting impact on the reader.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yep.
Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into James Whitfield Thompson's A Better Ending. If you found our discussion interesting, please do us a favor and hit that like button and subscribe to the channel. You can find a link to the book on Amazon in the description below.
And we'd love to hear your thoughts. What part of the book resonated with you the most? What was the most surprising thing you took away from our conversation? Share your thoughts down in the comments.
And if you know anyone who might enjoy this deep dive, please feel free to share it with them. Let's keep the conversation going. Thanks so much for joining us.